Welcome back to the Kasman Center, where the Oil Barons are 6-3 winners here this evening over the visiting Grand Prairie Storm. This is your Black Horse Pub postgame show. Continue the postgame wrap-up at the Black Horse Pub, joined now by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, one thing I wanted to mention, you mentioned last night you wanted to limit the shots. Tonight, much lower. You guys hit the 40-shot barrier, but did you feel your team was a little bit better defensively here tonight?
I thought we were outstanding. I mean, in the first period, we had the shots at 15-4. Them having more power plays, I thought was great for us to only give up, four shots. And then in the second period, you know, as a coach, you never like it when, you know, one team gets three or four power plays and then, you know, the other team gets three or four power plays. You just don't, you aren't able to get into a flow. So for us, I still think, giving up, I think it was four or five power plays, we still only limited them to about 10 shots. So I thought that we were really good. And Kersey, what was in the second period, makes that one stop diving across. And, I mean, if he can pull off one of those each and every game, I mean, it's going to make our year-end video montage a lot easier.
Coach.
But a huge, I just want to give a, sorry, guys, huge shout-out to the McMurray Monarchs, national champions. They won, you said, 25-24 against the team from Ontario. They were the GTA or whatever. So, great job by those guys. I mean, for our community to have, a national champion in our own backyard, and this is, what, the second time in 3-4 years or whatever. So congratulations to all of those hardworking individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. Football's alive and well here in Fort McMurray. Coach, your special teams were tested again tonight. Certainly the power play, you must be happy with that. But I'd like to talk a little bit about your PK. How do you feel they performed here this evening?
I thought we were great. Unfortunate, the two goals that we gave up. I mean, the late one's kind of tough because the game's, for all intents and purposes, it's over. But in the second period there, when the game was 1-0, we had to kill off, two or three in a row. And I think they scored on the third one. I think they scored on their sixth power play. So they ended up being 1-for-6. And at that crucial time when it's a 1-0 game and you're trying to, get momentum, it's tough as a coach because you just can't get into a flow and your players can't get into a flow. And you want to play the young guys, but yet you don't want to put them in a situation where, you're not setting them up to succeed potentially. So, it plays havoc with your bench and your management. But, our guys did a great job. We did a good job balling up in the neutral zone. At times we stayed straight, lines. We talk about, in order to be a good PKer, you always got to come back to the middle of the ice in your own zone, have your stick in the proper lane. Your body's going to take away a shooting lane. And I thought that we did that. Their first goal was a great play, to the slot guy. We were a little slow on the rotation, and they scored the same way the second one. But all in all, something that we take a lot of pride in. We understand that, through a 60-game schedule, you're going to have some ups and downs with your power play. You want your penalty kill to give your team some emotion, and I think that it did that at a crucial time there in the second period.
Tom, Ryan Conroy gets two goals tonight, as does Tanner Miller. You get four goals from your back end. Ryan, of course, a guy that didn't score in the regular season last year, had the one goal in the playoffs, but two big goals for him. We knew he had the potential in the offensive outburst there, and I think he was so jacked up he gave you a fist bump there after the game.
Coming off the ice, yeah. He really wanted the third one. So, one of the things that we challenged Ronnie with at the start of this year coming into camp was he going to be somebody who was going to be able to quarterback our power play? And I think, it's an extra dynamic there with him and Tanner Miller, as our first unit. But he's doing a good job. Obviously, still things that we need to work on. But, the key thing is, as the top guy, and whether you're playing an umbrella or a 1-3-1, you have to be able to make smart decisions, and whether you're distributing the puck so that your players can shoot right away or you yourself getting pucks through that first wave, of shot blockers, it was great. And Ronnie did a great job on that. On the second goal, getting the puck all the way through, you get the screen in front and the goalie can't see it. Now, on the first one, I know that Mo said, he's lucky he scored because it was a 2-on-0, but Ronnie obviously saw some daylight and slipped it, between the legs. So, to get those kinds of contributions from your back end, and we do chart through the course of the year how many points are our defensemen responsible for, how many goals. You have to, attack as a five-man unit nowadays. It's not good enough to have three good forwards and two defensemen that are going to defend. And, Tanner obviously getting the two and Ronnie getting the two is great for the entire hockey club.
Coach, in a game where we played a much bigger club, I think, with the Grand Prairie Storm, it looked like our front end was just too fast for those bigger bodies. Where's your mind, your headspace when it comes to the speed of this club so far this year?
I like our team speed, and we talk about intimidating with speed. You don't necessarily have to be the biggest guy. You have to get there. You have to put pressure on their D. I thought yesterday, for a lot of the game that, we had guys there, but we were looking to make passes even before we got to the puck. We wouldn't hang on to it. And we said that Puck movement in the offensive zone, not only north-south getting it back to the point and then trying to crash to the net, but also east-west. We thought that that's going to be a strength for us. And I thought, especially in the first period, I mean, we cycled extremely well. And you never want to cycle just for the sake of cycling. You want to set yourself up to create some lanes and bust some seams and get pucks to the net. I thought that we did that. And we got through that first period. I think we were out shooting them 9-1. It was almost a carbon copy of last night, except the roles were reversed. So the one thing we made our guys conscious of is to make sure that, you know, it takes 20 minutes to finish off a period. And, you know, after the second period, you know, my dad always told me that, you know, the worst type of lead is a two-goal lead. And, you know, for us to come out, I think we had a penalty to kill early there. For us to do that and continue to keep your foot on the gas is a testament, you know, not only to the older guys who are trying to lead, but also the younger guys for following.
Tom, you're going to head out on the road now for the next couple of weeks, five straight games. How important was it to have a good showing here at home as you go and you do some team bonding now here on the road?
Yeah, I didn't really look too far ahead. You know, we were more concerned just about this weekend. And, you know, to have Grand Prairie, who is a big team, you know, much improved even from last year, it was a huge thing for us to get 4 points. And we talked to our players today with the fact that, you know, probably realistically, Grand Prairie was coming up here to get a split. And, you know, had they won today, they would have had 3 out of 4 points. So it was important for us to protect yesterday's effort with a solid effort today. We did. Now what we're going to do is we're going to regroup. We're going to have a day off tomorrow, well-earned and deserved. We'll get right back at, you know, the work ethic on Monday and prepare for two very good teams. And they're very good teams at home. You know, historically, both Lloydminster, who we play Friday, Saturday, and Bonneville, who won, two games on the road in White Court. So obviously a much improved team as well. So it's a great opportunity for us to see where our guys stack up with different teams in our division.
Tom, congratulations on a big opening weekend, and best of luck next weekend in Lloydminster.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.